Today, Be'ezra Hashem, be learning Daf Chaf Gimel of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we're learning about include: the Gemara continues the description of the pious, the lots that were cast for the honor of performing the daily avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara will also recount another tragic story that occurred related to the performance of this avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara will discuss the mitzvah of Hitzos Hadeshen, removing the large piles of ash to dumping grounds outside of Yerushalayim, and will elaborate on the clothing worn by the Kahanim while performing this Avodah. So in the key terms and concepts we learn about include Egla Arufa. If a Jew is found murdered in a field in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not known who killed him, the Torah requires an Egla Arufa to atone for his death. The elders of the city closest to the corpse kill the calf with a blow to the back of its neck, and they then wash their hands and state, Yedeinu lo yishafchu es hadam hazeh ve'inenu lo ro. This statement includes the point that the dead man had not been sent on his way from their city without either proper provisions for his journey or personal accompaniment. They then beg Hashem for forgiveness for the Jewish nation for the innocent blood that was spilled. Hitzos Hadeshen. After the daily Trumas Hadeshen was performed, which involves removing a pan full of ashes and placing it on the side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, the remaining ashes from the burnt sacrifices were consolidated in a large pile in the middle of the Mizbeach. When this pile, called the tapuach, grew excessively large, the ash would be carried out to the Shevach HaDeshen, a designated place outside Yerushalayim. Begadim shebishal ben kederi l'raboi, lo yimzig behen kois l'raboi. One should not wear the same clothing, which got soiled while he cooks his master's food, to serve his master. This is a parable. A kohen should not perform a veida relating to the offering of kabbanis in the same set of clothing soiled from the removal of ash. It is also a general teaching related to the service of Hashem, that we should wear clean and respectable clothing when coming before Hashem in prayer and not daven in work clothing. Kohen Bal Mum. A kohen who possesses a mum, a physical blemish, is forbidden to perform avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The status of the kohen and the avodah that he performed while he was a Bal Mum depends on the severity of the physical blemish that he possesses.